Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Yo, guys, what's going on, man? So I hope everybody is you're up early, you're rocking it, man. I am trying to put these out each and every day, man, just to kind of give you some nuggets of wisdom and things that I've learned in my career and my life. And, you know, hopefully you are finding value in it. And so what I wanted to do today was talk about process over result. Process over result. I've had the unique opportunity to help tens of thousands of men, you know, at this point in my career, change their lives in one way or another, right? And so when we're talking about the seeking of success, and when I say success, I mean anything. You can use this thought process in anything. Most times, the guys that I see that are successful in life versus those that aren't are the ones that are extremely successful focus on the process. Like, they just do. They focus on getting better at what it is that they're doing. It does a couple of things because it keeps you focused on progressing and getting better. Like, whatever skill you're trying to learn. Most people never learn how to play the piano because they're like, I'm going to suck. It's like, yeah, you are. Right? Like, no, a lot of people don't ever start a podcast, be like, you know, I'm going to suck at first. It's like, yeah, you are, right? But the reason you're not starting is because you're focused so much on where you want to be. You're focused on the finish line, right? You're like, oh, I see this guy over there. He has a podcast and he, you know, Joe Rogan has umpteen million followers and he's so good at, you know, interviewing and he's so good at, like, you're looking at the result, the finish line, but you're not just enjoying the process. Like, you're not enjoying the fact that, yeah, it's okay. You're going to suck, but naturally you're going to get better. Like, if you just stick with it, it does a couple of things. It keeps you focused on the task, what you need to do in order to get better. And then you start to enjoy it and you start to progressively get better. It also keeps you rooted. It keeps you present. It keeps you rooted in gratitude because, like, when you're present, you start to, like, you just enjoy things. Like, have you ever been in a rush and you, like, I got to stop and I got to eat, you know, and I got to grab some food and then I got to get back to work. It's like, if you really think about it, you didn't even enjoy the food that you fucking ate. You just ate it and just kept going, right? But what if you stopped and you were like, you enjoyed every bite that you had? You're like, God dang, like, this food is, like, really good. Like, it just changes your mood. It changes your behavior. You know, one of the reasons that the process is so important, and an analogy or an example of this is, like, if you've ever been to a horse race, this is why horses have blinders on, literally, because it keeps them focused on the task at hand, what they need to do. Because if these blinders are off, the horse starts to look to the left and starts to look to the right, much like you looking at your life and why am I not where I want to be? And how come I don't look physically how I want to look? And, you know, I've been to the gym twice, but I don't, like, it's not working, right? And it's like, you know, I want to make X amount of money, but it's just, I'm not moving as fast as I want. And it's like, but you're not focused on the process, bro. Like, if you focus on the process, you will get so much further, so much faster. Like, time will go by like that because you are so, I don't even know if enamored is the right word, but I'm gonna throw an SAT word in there. You guys can correct me later. But, like, I don't know if it's just because you're just so caught up in the presence of it, man, and getting better and working on your craft and just really truly being in love with that you look up and you just tend to be great at what it is that you're doing. And so, like, what I want you to do, guys, is focus on process over result. You know, there's a quote that's like, the man that loves walking will travel further than the man who's, like, walking to the finish line. Because, like, once you get to that finish line, like, you're done. Like, there's nothing else to, like, you run out of motivation. But if you just love what you do, like, you just love the process. Like, for me, when I'm cycling or when I'm training in the gym, I love the process of getting better. Like, I might suck today, I might suck tomorrow, but eventually I'm not going to suck. And you have to look at it. Anything that you pursue in that same thought process, but process. So I hope you guys have an awesome ass day. Stay focused, crush it, man. I believe in you. Keep becoming the man that you need to be in order to have the things that you desire. Peace.